Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Before giving a child anesthesia, doctors and nurses will work with the child and their parents to ease any fears. Sometimes a child gets sedation before the IV is placed or anesthesia is given. This medication, given by mouth or a nasal spray, helps them to relax and feel sleepy. A parent or a caregiver usually can stay with the child until the sedative starts to work. Then the child gets the anesthesia from either an anesthesiologist or a nurse anesthetist. Depending on the anesthesia type, it may be given through a mask, a breathing tube, or an IV. During anesthesia, the doctor or the nurse will check breathing, the heart rate and rhythm, body temperature, blood pressure, and blood oxygen levels. After general anesthesia, kids go to the post-anesthesia care unit or the recovery room. Parents or caregivers usually can join their child here and be with them when they wake up. Kids often go home the same day, but some may stay in the hospital overnight. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.